This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out. Good Wednesday to you. I'm Nate.
What's up? Subby.
That's Davey Hudson.
What's up?
It's an early, attempt at
wasabi
ruining the show.
Hey,
that's Houston Kress.
Wasabi. What's up, B? What's up? Wasabi.
We got new intern Alex.
We do.
Basically, he's an old intern now.
It's true. Yeah.
He's about to graduate, become a man.
I don't
like
think
that.
That's...
Is that not how it works?
No.
Yeah, become a man, take on debt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah,
bub.
Yeah. You don't know real stress until you get a lot of debt on your plate.
No debt here.
That a boy.
I do my best. But enjoy that, the debt thing.
So that's we're good. Coming off of a stellar Optimism Tuesday.
It was fine.
What, you didn't think it was good?
Yeah, it was fine.
I think we should rate the show at the end of the day every day. Should maybe not us. Maybe put out a poll.
No, I don't want to see those grades.
I think it'd be interesting to see which days get better grades than others.
Maybe just every segment gets a grade.
Oh yeah, maybe every minute.
That's too much.
You don't
much.
Want to do that. The depot would just blow everything else out of the water.
It's a good point by you, Davey.
Does that mean you're prepared for today's depot?
I have my song. I have the movie I'm going to review.
Okay.
I don't have a fact yet.
Plenty of time.
I have not done any gambling updates either.
Plenty of time. Don't rush it.
I got to respond to some emails, so I'll just be back here doing my thing.
Did you see what Marcus Spears said about Aaron Rodgers?
No.
It'll take a miracle for Rodgers to return to the Packers.
Oh, wow.
Do you believe in miracles? I do. So, all right. Well,
yeah.
Stinks if you're Green Bay.
Jordan Love show about to start, I guess.
I mean, they pulled the trigger. It's on them. It's that's their fault.
That's your guy. That's who you picked.
Hope it was worth it.
You'd think they were like, that Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers transition was
we
so
nailed
perfect.
It.
We're going to do this again.
Yeah, they probably did. Probably thought, oh, yeah, we're good at this.
Yeah.
Kind of like old buddy with the Bulls back in the day.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, yeah, this is easy. I can build a team. I can win a championship. Sure, it's a generational talent at the quarterback position, which is, in fact, the most important position in the game of football.
Right.
But, yeah, like, sure, Jordan Love. Why not? Big mistake. Huge. Big. Very big.
Old buddy at the Bulls, you mean Jerry Krause?
Sure. I can't remember his name, so if you say so.
Jerry Krause.
Were people saying the same thing you just said when Brett Favre was
complaining about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Did he complain about Aaron Rodgers? I thought that was like halfway decent. Also, Favre was like on the verge of retirement.
Well, he actually had already retired.
Well, Favre kept telling people he was retired.
Exactly. So,
not retiring.
Yeah, it's like
kind of on him, I guess. Aaron Rodgers just wanted them to draft a wide receiver.
That's all he's wanted, really. It would have been
maybe a tight end.
It would have been so easy.
Pass catching running back. Maybe a left tackle.
Any offensive weapon at all. What did they draft in the first round this year? Corner? They go corner? Not good, Bob. Not what you want.
The Packers are kind of in the opposite of what the Colts used to do with Peyton Manning. They were like, the Colts would be like, we'll just be great on offense. We don't really worry about the defense too much. The Packers are like, we got Aaron Rodgers. Just keep drafting defense.
But their defense always stinks.
That's a good point.
So, I don't know why you just buy him a fast dude. Go in there, draft him, pay him.
It's going to take a miracle.
Okay. It's going to be weird to see him in any other uniform. But maybe he doesn't play. Maybe he just goes and does Jeopardy and everything's fine.
I get they're iconic, but would you put the Green Bay Packers colors up there as like one of the worst combinations?
No, I like the Packers.
Green and yellow? You don't like it?
I like the Packers. Like I kind of root for Aaron Rodgers actually for out of the NFC. As long as they're not playing my team, but I don't know. I don't really care for the jerseys. I get that it's iconic.
You don't like the green and yellow?
It's grass and cheese. That's what they do.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
You don't? Oh. Doesn't like cheese. So he doesn't.
What if it was metallic gold? Like, do you like teams that are more of a green with the metallic gold? That's a very common color.
Kind of like Colorado State?
Catholic, Baylor.
Notre Dame.
Catholic.
Notre Dame when they wear the green ones?
Not really. I'm thinking more like the regular green or darker green.
Hunter green.
You don't like that?
Yeah, just not big on green in general, I guess.
Oh, so it's a green.
It's a green problem.
It might be. I don't know.
All right.
How do you feel about the Steelers, black and yellow?
They're ugly as could be. You want to talk about like trash colors? Steelers.
Black and yellow? I feel like there's like two high schools in every town, in every area.
What's wrong with black and yellow?
That are black and yellow.
And it's not just because like I don't like the team things. It's like I think that the Ravens, like I kind of like their jerseys. I don't like the Ravens. You got the purple and black, and I like.
Who do you like, Davey?
So you just, it sounds like you just don't like yellow. You're out on yellow.
I think the Lakers jerseys are fine. I like the purple and the.
So you're a big purple guy. Ravens, Lakers.
I like the Bucks jerseys.
Okay.
They're green.
Aren't they green and metallic gold?
I thought he meant Buccaneers. I'm like, they are not green. Not at all.
It's on Milwaukee. Isn't that green and kind of, what's their off
color?
Like
brown?
They're
trimmed with
red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little red.
Kind of like a Christmas color.
That's horrible.
They do have a yellow alternate
like
jersey.
I like
yellow.
See, it's not yellow. I mean, I think the so blue, the blue and the right yellow here for the Golden State nice Warriors, one. I like that. Bay City, I think that.
So
that
blue and yellow,
well,
good.
Like Man County.
Purple and yellow, good. Black and yellow or green and yellow, no good.
Yeah.
You're like, such a weird person.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't have a problem with the Packers. I kind of tend to root for them. I want Matt LaFleur to do well. Steelers, their entire organization could collapse. I wouldn't care. Like,
oh, come on.
I can't stand the Steelers, man.
Man, it's rude.
Where I was born, the high school, I didn't go to it because we moved, but they had, like, Green Bay Packers colors,
but they didn't use the yellow as much. Like, they wore the green jerseys with white pants and then just used the yellow as a little accent trim. I thought that looked sharp.
I could see that.
Yeah.
How did we take this
you
from
know what's
Aaron Rodgers
you know what's weird
to
about East Tennessee,
colors?
Houston?
What's that?
There are an extremely inordinary amount of high schools that are some version of maroon and gray or maroon and silver. It's crazy.
Bearden Alcoa.
Oak Ridge. Dobbins
Bennett.
I
thought Oak Ridge was red. Is it maroon? Dobbins Bennett, absolutely.
I mean, there's just...
Our rival high school in Germantown, which is Collierville, is maroon and silver.
I like all the jerseys for the NFC West teams.
No one cares.
Seattle, San Fran, Arizona, Los Angeles.
Seattle has
the
great
new
color
Los
combo.
Angeles?
What?
Jerseys? The new ones? Do you like those?
The colors.
Yeah. Not the logo, though.
Wait, right? That's blue and yellow.
Yeah. I said that.
Yeah, you have a green problem, for sure.
Well, Seattle's green.
And black. Yeah, but there's no yellow in Seattle.
Seattle's like
lime
neon.
Green.
Yeah, it's neon green.
It's like a highlighter.
What are we talking about?
I think he just has a branding image with some of these color. It's
he
weird.
Just hates
that
the Steelers.
I subconsciously, I know why I brought this up. So last night I fell asleep watching the documentary Seeing in Color. And it basically goes into, it's David Attenborough. Talked about him on the show before. He's the Planet Earth guy.
Yeah.
But basically, like, how different animals perceive color differently. And it's, as part of evolution has come about, the way in which you will see, like, we might see a fish that is completely gold. But, like, to the other fish, like, it's not the wavelength that they're viewing each other at, the way the light reflects off of them, completely different.
That's Davy Hudson.
I think it's the yellow pants. If they have yellow pants, he doesn't like them. Steelers, Packers.
I don't know how to continue this conversation, so
go
ahead.
You don't have to.
You wanted to rate the segments. I wanted to set the bar really low to begin with. We can only go up.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, there you go.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
There.
Well done. Well done, Dave. Cracked it. Yep. And here we are. With nowhere to go.
Just
made it.
Tanked us.
12 minutes?
Drove it.
Maybe?
Right into the ditch.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good.
People are they're debating our new linebacker Mitchell versus
Al Wilson.
Hank T. Who's faster?
What'd they say?
They said our new guy's faster.
He's probably better too. Bigger, stronger, faster.
I don't care about who can cover a damn slant.
Hank T could not cover
speed
a slant.
Speed helps with that, Dave.
Where did he end up? Where is he?
No, he's nowhere.
He's still in the portal.
Yeah, he's the best transfer portal guy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
He has been rumored to like 18 different places.
He's waiting to see if a spot opens up in Alabama. That's where he wants to go.
I thought it was Ohio State now.
If I thought Saban told him not to come here.
That's the backup plan.
If you have to wait for a spot to open up at Alabama, you're not good enough to play at Alabama. That's my take on it anyway.
I wish him the best. I have to say that, right?
No. Oh. I mean.
You sure? I'm pretty sure I have to say that.
Why do you have to say it?
I think I have to. I'm like obligated to say I wish him the best.
Do we wish him the best, though?
I mean, I think we have to say we do.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I don't want like bad things to happen to the guys. So I guess I don't know what to have on players. I wish him the best.
Like, sure. I'm sorry, you're an idiot. You got duped by Jeremy Pruitt, but I mean, we kind of got duped by Jeremy Pruitt. So
I wish him the best.
We have to wish him the best. I don't know. Like,
is he wishing me the best? Probably. So I wish him the best.
Is he really?
He probably doesn't even know I exist.
Probably doesn't.
You might have seen it. He probably saw a tweet once.
Maybe.
It got, like, retweeted.
Yeah?
That's probably about it. Probably name searched a little bit. Saw a couple things I said. Maybe, like, a video or something.
Anything negative?
I don't think so. I usually don't bash players on Twitter. Not by name.
You text a buddy?
I bring it to the radio. tell the world. Because I think I can explain it a little better on the radio than "What a Dumb Throw" by someone. Like Garen Dano.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you needed
that clarification.
I'm just making sure. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
Because, I mean, it could have been JT Shroud on the first pass he threw at Kentucky.
It wasn't at Kentucky. Or it was against Kentucky. Kentucky. That's what I meant. Yeah. God, someone was watching the game. Not.
I was at the game.
I'm getting texts from cousins.
Right now?
Yesterday. That I don't typically text with very often.
They were gonna
bring first of all, that's kind of, I mean,
because of
bring up the whole color combo thing. I was like, oh, it really got us off the rails.
Because of the SEC shorts, Tennessee quarter. It's like, hey, did you see this? Golly. Thanks, JG.
I don't know what you're upset about. You laughed at that. You thought it was hilarious.
You weren't too hurt by it when you first
You were like,
that was pretty funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was.
No.
And it sucks that we're the butt of the joke, but yeah, it was funny. Some of those are stupid. That one was actually really funny.
Yeah, some of them hit, some of them don't.
That one did not hit.
The joke, the one where they were talking to the playoff committee girl, or the girl was the playoffs, I guess. And
they're like
and
dating.
And the Tennessee guy was talking to her, and she's like, oh, I think you're mistaking me for my mom. That was pretty good.
You know? So you like the ones where we just get made fun of?
No, my favorite ones are when Georgia gets made fun of. I found this out yesterday as I was going through which ones I thought were funny and which ones weren't. If Georgia's the butt of the main jokes, typically I think it hits. But some of the others, not so much. They've gotten better. Some of the old ones were like, this is not funny. Good try. I get the point, but not funny. Some of the newer ones are better, though.
I'll check that out.
How can you not make fun of Georgia, though? I mean, we did the stat. Is it like I would almost just be bad. I would much rather just admit that we're bad and we've been bad than to pretend. Well, than to know that we got good players and pretend like we won anything when we just kept falling short over and over and over.
This is a serious
like Butch
question.
Jones falling apart against Vanderbilt in South Carolina to me was. Maybe more, I don't know. It's hard with timing because obviously at some point during that year you thought you were good, but it's almost
certainly
more,
good.
It's almost easier to just accept that you kind of suck than to get lifted up on that pedestal and then boom, body slam at the end of the year. Yes, Davey.
I agree with you that when Georgia is the butt of the joke, those are usually the best. And, I mean, I've kind of talked about how as I have grown up in this era of Tennessee football, I don't necessarily view...
This
era?
Era.
Error? I said era.
Error, though?
You could say it's an error. It's been an error.
No,
either
I,
or.
I know you said error. I'm just saying, like, error?
It's interchangeable. But I don't view Florida as a rivalry. Like, I get, like, a lot of people do. I mean, I've kind of been on that take. Like, a rivalry, like, usually requires... Unless there's like some historical component, kind of like the third Saturday in October, like a rivalry requires like two teams to be good. And it's just been Florida just absolutely killing us. But Georgia, we at least like that's been one where the games have at least been competitive. And obviously not the last 4 years, but I mean, Butch got them like 2 years in a row. What point people are always like, oh, Georgia hadn't won anything since 1980. I was like, we're kind of getting into that territory, though, for the Vols, where it's like, well, 1998, like, I mean, you can kind of put those in the same category now.
Yeah, but
like,
until Georgia wins something, we still got an 18-year advantage.
They got a couple of SEC championships.
Nah. I'm just kidding. I'd take one. Those are important. Got to win that.
1980, still 18 years before 1998. Yeah, Davey, we'll always have that until they do something.
If you want to slurp Georgia, go for it. That's fine.
I
get it. You're a big Georgia guy now.
Yep.
Georgia Dave.
I hate Georgia more than I hate Florida.
I came to that realization in high school. I was just like, you know what? I hate Florida, but man, I hate Georgia more.
It's a bunch of criminals, you know.
Criminals?
Yeah, the state of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Kind
of like Australia.
I think part of it, too, is like, I didn't want to hate him when Mark Richt was there, because Mark Richt's a guy you kind of want to like.
Good Christian man, Mark Richt.
But Kirby Smart, he's a piece of bleep, man. Like,
yeah, he's not a good dude. Apparently, he's a terrible golfer. So we got that going for us.
What did Pruitt? Didn't Pruitt and Kirby have some beef with golf or something? I can't remember
he
what it was.
He always finds his ball in the woods.
That's what it is.
Every time finds it. I'm like, all right. And then he hits it forward.
Forward.
We play by that course over next to the high skew.
Josh tweets in, there are some rumors out there that Greg Sankey banned any of the McDonald's bag players from transferring to SEC schools.
That would actually add up.
They all went to Oklahoma.
It's like the next best thing.
Lincoln Riley.
I think is Oklahoma. I saw a poll yesterday. Someone has Oklahoma preseason number one. So, yeah, go chase a ring, man. Cheating. I don't blame the players. I wish we had Eric Gray back. Maybe Keyshawn Lawrence. I'm not sure. Yeah, probably wish we had him. I'm not really going to miss Hank T. Does it feel in a way like Hank T was never really here? Like he made a couple plays, but every offseason it's like, oh, he might transfer back to Washington or oh, he's going to be late. Like he just never felt invested. Like, I don't think I'm going to miss Hank T at all. At all.
But, I mean, he was the guy. Like, he was the proof that we could go toe-to-toe with Alabama and win. He was like the...
No, he was proof that we could outbid Alabama.
Well, we know that now, but...
That's what I'm saying. So...
At the time.
Like, at this point, Hank T, to me, is nothing but a representation of Jeremy Pruitt's failure. So...
Well, he was the quarterback of the defense. You know, he was Pruitt's guy. Remember all the film talk and... Remember how we loved how Hank T was just bought in because they watched so much defense film together?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Stayed up late?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
We were so stupid.
I know, right?
Well, we didn't know.
Freaking idiots.
We weren't stupid. We were naive to think, oh, man, this Pruitt guy, he can out-recruit Nick Saban. And then you listen to him talk. And we didn't see it. We didn't recognize that. We're dumb.
So what about Josh Heupel?
I like Heupel. He got Juwan Mitchell. He got Joe Milton, that kicker, the
D-tackle.
Seems like
you like who is ever in the position of the head coach of Tennessee.
That's not true. I didn't like Pruitt.
Come on.
What?
You didn't
After
like...
After the first two, I was like, good for him. And then we started losing. It's like, yeah, he's an idiot. But he can fix it. And he never fixed it. He's an idiot. What are you doing? What are you...
I've heard
you got like the Bill Cosby face. The
I'm just back here,
pups.
Back here grinning.
Yeah, why?
At this revisionist history.
Whoa.
I've heard him say multiple times that he's the one who turned you.
He's the what?
Like on the Pruitt thing. Like he.
Well, we were. I mean, I was out on him way beforehand, and then like every time we would come in after a loss, I'd be like, "Come on, Houston, join the dark side." And he was like very hesitant to come over.
I was hesitant. I hope for the best.
But I told him, I was like, there's no sense of redemption here. Like, he's done. And he eventually came around.
Arkansas. Right?
Yeah, that was when it happened.
That was the moment.
When were you out, Davey?
In my heart of hearts, Georgia State. And I will admit, not all of that was on Jeremy Pruitt.
We knew after Georgia State.
But
everybody knew.
As far as the following season.
You just tricked yourself if you weren't out.
It would have been.
I tricked myself.
Mm-hmm. I did a little bit, too.
It definitely would have been the second half of Georgia.
I'm being lambasted a little bit. People are saying, Shawnee says that she never thought I was going to turn against Pruitt.
Well, you turned.
It was Arkansas.
You turned before Philip Fulmer did, so that was good. That was certainly
thanks.
Good.
Certainly good. Yep. I was not the last out. Janeway says I was the last one. I mean, on the show. But I said, I was out, but I wasn't publicly out. And I told him, I said, you start JG and you don't play someone else and we lose to Arkansas, I'm out. And what happened? Exactly what I said not to do.
Sean
so I was
so
out.
Mad. Bull bleep. I love it. That's
horse
bleep. She gave me the dumb.
TK says, I sheep it up for every coach. Come on. What's going on?
It's not horse bleep, it's sheep bleep.
Sheep bleep.
Mm-hmm. Jamie said you were 37. On the ones on the order, not, on the order of outage.
That's not true. Mm-mm. I didn't know enough.
We told you for 3 hours a day.
You know, if we all just agree every morning and everything's just like, oh, Nate said this and I agree. Like, that's a dumb, boring show. So if I have to be the bad guy for the sake of entertainment.
By being the good guy.
I mean.
This is how bad Tennessee football is.
Am I guilty of, like, looking for the good in people? Yeah, I guess that. Oh, wow, I'm a big bad guy. I look for the good in people. Oh, Houston, you were the last. Yeah, sorry, because I wanted the bald moron to save himself, and he couldn't do it. But I wanted him to. He was just too stupid. He couldn't do it. That's not on me.
This is how.
I was rooting for him. But I didn't know he was cheating. I didn't know he was going to put the university under an investigation. Bowl ban.
We did know early on he didn't know how to make second half adjustments.
This is how
form complete sentences.
Tennessee has been so bad that the positive guy is the bad cop. Somehow. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Positivity is like the somehow the.
You're a sheep!
Is like Darth Vader. I don't get this. Yeah. It's like.
Houston's not one of us. He believes in people.
This is.
He wishes the best for everyone. What a monster.
This is not our fault. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not Davey's fault. It's Tennessee's fault.
I feel like Matt Damon right now.
And, I know.
Like, what is going on?
I know.
Sorry. I want the best for Dave, for Alex, for you, for myself. I want the best for everybody. And I'm going to try to motivate people to give their best and be their best. But when they fail, all right.
I blame Philip Fulmer.
I do too. Ooh,
the tea makes a hair. We got bad news. Houston.
What?
Fire Josh Heupel just followed me. It's football
time in Tennessee. You block him. We've
all been waiting. Location.
You block
Vol,
him.
Location tag, Vol Purgatory.
So we're already ready to fire the guy? Someone is?
Apparently.
We understand you're the last one who wants to fire guys, all right? So
that's not true. Right. I give them the long a longer leash than some.
I've never seen this account. I don't think.
It's new.
It tweets every day.
What does it say? Just fire Josh Heupel?
It says fire Josh Heupel day 87. Jancic equals all SEC. That was on April the 25th during the
Orange Bowl game.
Yeah. there's a screenshot of a calendar for the Orange and White game on April 24th. It says Tennessee versus Chevrolet Orange and White game. And the tweet
Tennessee
is...
Tennessee versus?
Yeah, that's the way the calendar notification wrote it. And it says, we're about to lose to Chevy.
Ha, 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 ha.
Some of the tweets are just, fire Josh Heupel day 83. That's just all you get. And then sometimes, you know, it gives a little more commentary.
Okay, that's...
Let's go to the phone lines.
Oh, man. Apparently it wasn't Arkansas. It was Auburn. November 16th. I waited till November 16th to be out.
You waited till Auburn? I cheered when that guy picked that ball off and was
Smoke
going down the sideline.
Monday.
I was yelling at him. I was like, go. I was at a party yelling, go, go. Mainly because I had money on it. But
I was sitting here and I actually left, or I was behind. I'd left the room. I come back and my phone is just blowing up because I was like live recording myself as I was watching the game. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just pretty amazing.
It was.
And as we turned out, Jeremy Pruitt made Jim Chaney call a pass play.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I buy it, though. Hey, I know we're running it down their throat, and that's what I like, okay? But, all right, let's have them throw one here. Get some confidence, 99 yards the other way.
Auburn fired their coach.
I wonder what what's the record for return yardage by a quarterback? Like, on fumbles or picks. Like, JG has to hold that record, right?
He's definitely got more than Eric Berry.
Has to. He just has to. He has to.
For one season? One season or two?
No, a career.
Career?
Like, has anyone had
one season would be bad, though. Like,
he might hold. It might have only taken him one season. I mean, Kentucky had like 100 in those two plays. Mm-hmm. Smoke Monday had over 100 on that pick.
Do we count fumble recovery return yards?
Yes, 99 yards against Alabama the year before. The pick six against Indiana in the bowl game, that was like 60 yards.
BYU.
Did that get a – was that returned for a touchdown? Didn't he have one against West Virginia? Am I crazy? Did he throw a pick six against West Virginia?
I don't think so.
I'll look into it.
See if you can.
It's got to be a record.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
For yeah, it might be both.
But they're Washington State's coach says we're salty and that we lost him.
Because typically, you know, when you do stuff like that, then you get benched and you don't have opportunities to do it again.
Right, but see, Pruitt's plan was to not do that, to leave him out there, even though the year before, when he would bench him and bring him back in, he actually played better.
I love how Callum went and found that for you. Let the record show, was not Arkansas, but rather Auburn. You watched that Arkansas game and couldn't say, yeah, I'm done here.
In fairness, this was before the Auburn game, because I said I'm out after I read the depth chart.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So booyah.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt on the horn. What's up, Matt? You're on three and out.
Can you deal with that?
What's up,
Matty? Matt and I are Facebook friends. Just want everyone to know. We're buddies now. It's official.
We are. Well, that's why you're my favorite on the show, Houston, because the other three jacklegs won't even accept my friend request. Or
wow,
two, actually.
And
I can't even find Alex anywhere.
You sent me a friend request?
I don't know. Alex is young enough to where maybe he doesn't have Facebook.
I barely use it.
Me, Davey.
I don't really use it much either, but I haven't.
Dude, I just got back on there. My last post was 2013. I thought the poke feature was still there, and I'm pretty upset that it's not. Mm.
Oh, the poke feature. Wow. That was a real thing. You just poke someone.
What?
It's like, hey, you want to be buddies? Poke. Like, that is so lame. But I used it when it first came. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. So dumb.
I used it, man. That's how I picked up the babes.
The babes. Yeah, you got a babe, and now you got a babe on the way.
That's exactly right.
Big year for you.
Houston is a...
Don't say his name on the air. We don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I won't.
Well,
I don't give it. I don't care.
Okay. His name is Matt.
As leader of the Woolly Ones.
Okay. I want the best for people, Matt. But you've listened to me for a while. When it comes to time, I'll let people have it.
Just takes you a lot longer, man. Just takes you a lot. When you go to the beach, this is my question. When you go to the beach, mm-hmm. you find a real fine babe in a hot bikini. What do you do? It's kind of a joke. You're like bikini.
I got it. I find her? Like, if I just see her on the beach?
No, never mind. I was trying to make it like you. That's what you would sound like, because, you know, you're a sheep.
What the hell's going on today?
How do you not come in after the Georgia State game and say that clown should have been canned?
We did!
No, you said Arkansas.
Well, no, I mean, that's when I was, like, officially like, okay, you have to fire this guy. But it's not like we came in here after... Pull the tape, Davey. Go find it. Go through the catacombs and find the podcast of the day after Georgia State or the Sunday, because I'm pretty sure we sat in here and killed Pruitt for it, because I was there.
I think Nate and I
did. I don't know what was worse, that one or the week after when we lost to BYU.
I was out of town for that one. Didn't get to watch it live. I watched the ending. I was at a wedding.
I wasn't surprised one bit when they came back. I was sitting in here with John Reed and Russell, and I was just like, oh, they're going to have some Hail Mary-type play, end up sending it to overtime or beat us. And they did.
Yeah, you knew that game was a loss. It was kind of like Butch Jones' Oklahoma game. Like, you just knew. You're like, yeah, we're going to lose this. You could just tell. As loud and as exciting as that was, it's like you knew you had a bad coach at that point. Who's our first game this year?
Bowling Green.
Okay, if we lose to Bowling Green,
we're not losing. We're 29-point favorites, Matt. We're not losing to Bowling Green.
26.5 against Georgia State.
If we do, will you call for his job, Houston Chris?
If we lose to Bowling Green, will I be ready to fire Josh Heupel?
I will, for sure, for sure.
What's the score? Like, was it close? Was it a good game?
It doesn't matter. I don't care if we lose by one. The clown is gone in my book.
Okay, let's say you lose to Bowling Green, then he wins 11 in a row. Then you're going to be out on him? It's not a snapshot thing. It's a
national championship.
No, we're winning the SEC at that point. We're going to the playoff. They're like, oh, it stumbled out of the gate. But look at this team scoring 50 a game. By the way, you're going to owe me dinner when we score 50 on them.
I won't be ready to fire Josh Heupel, but I will be ready to fire Danny White if we lose to Bowling
fair,
Green.
Yeah, that's fair. What was our bet, Matt? Was it 50 in an SEC game or just 50 in a game and you owe me dinner?
No. I thought it was what did I say? It
Davey, go to the ledger.
Game.
Let's see.
It was SEC.
Was it SEC?
It was. Are you sure? I don't think
or maybe I said, no, I don't remember. I remember telling him you should make it an SEC bet. Because there's a chance, yeah, I said there's a good chance they put up over 50 against Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, well.
I'm looking forward to that dinner, man. I can't wait. I'm already picking out the menu items.
Fine. I'll pay it.
Was it FBS?
I'll pay it.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think it was. I think
so, like Tennessee Tech wouldn't count.
But South Alabama would.
And so with Bowling Green and
Pitt. It was like three games or something, wasn't it? Like there's only three or two teams we play that we're – but I'll give you – I'll throw Boise State now. I don't think we'll score 50 against Boise.
Who?
Or not Boise State.
Bowling Green.
We're scoring 50 on Bowling Green. Right out of the gate, Matt. We're dropping a 50-burger.
What's more likely? We lose to Bowling – or we lose to Bowling Green or we beat Alabama?
More likely?
Yeah.
Lose to Bowling Green.
I'm going to say beat Alabama because that line – I mean, the line's bigger in our favor than it is for Alabama. And they got to come – no, we go there. Oh, well.
Like us beating Alabama.
The line's
Alabama.
Basically the same.
No, Davey. The Bama line was like 18 or something.
No, I'll pull
it was
it up.
Not 20.
I got Tyler's text in here. I'll find it.
Pull it up. Go to the ledger.
It's definitely
– it's more likely that we beat
– 24 and a half for Alabama. I don't know where you got 18.
It's probably changed since then.
I mean, who's more likely to lay a big, massive egg, Tennessee or Alabama? That's your question, like for their level of play.
All right, yeah, that's
we
us.
Know the answer.
Yeah,
now.
That's us. It's more likely we lose to Bowling Green than beat Alabama.
Oh gosh!
But neither are happening, so don't worry about it. We're not going to beat Alabama. We've accepted that, and we're not losing to Bowling Green.
Oh! I wouldn't say we're not losing to Bowling Green, my friend. Yeah. There's definitely a chance. I mean, you've seen the last 10 years of Tennessee football. It's possible, my friend.
It's possible. It's just
and I ain't gonna lie. Like yesterday, I was positive, but today I'm kind of back. You know, I'm kind of roped back around. There is a part of me right now that gets a little bit giddy about thinking of us lose to Bowling Green. I get a little excited.
This is the second time in a month you've called in and been like, "Let's see how bad it can really get, Matt."
I don't know, man. You got to admit, dude, if you're going to suck, just suck. Like, either be good or suck. I don't want to be a tweener, man. Just, like, right in the middle is the worst place to be. Like, if we're going to lose it, Bowling Green beating us, you don't think that makes for some great call-in radio on Monday?
See, this is what makes me mad, though, Matt, because we get accused every year when bad things start happening. Oh, you guys probably like this. You want the team to fail. You want to have this because it's good for – I want to talk about a team that's fun to watch, that's good, that wins. That's what I want.
The team that wins is best for radio. Just
let's, and
let's
it's amazing
that
people are like, oh, you just want the negative. No, if it's negative, I'm going to talk about it because it's negative and it's bad. But I would rather us, you know, stomp a mud hole into everyone we play. I mean, eventually,
Houston,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you're not going to be, you're not going to start working over, switch out and go to State Run, are you? I mean, like where everybody, they wait until after the coach is gone to talk trash about them?
No.
Depends on how good the offer is.
I would never. I've already turned down a job over there. What do you think about that, Matt? Turned it down.
I think that's pretty.
They were like, "Hey, you want to?" I was like, "Nope, I don't." Don't.
You got some top talent there, Nate, with Alex and Davey.
Yeah. This is a room of learned men.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that, Matt.
Distinguished, intelligent, dedicated gentlemen.
All right, guys. See y'all. Accept my friend request, damn it.
Yeah, why'd you guys not accept? It's Matt.
I'm not on Facebook.
I already did.
I literally haven't gotten one.
He said he couldn't find it.
As soon as the call started, I already confirmed, responded, confirmed friend.
I'm his favorite. Did you hear him say that?
I'll figure out
that.
Because I you know, responded first.
I didn't know who it was. It just said Matthew whatever, and I was like, I don't know who this is.
Oh, look at that. Now I got one from Nate.
Well, it suggested you after.
Oh.
I'm like you guys. I'm not on there very much. I have a bunch of just garbage notifications.
Chad tweets in and says, y'all will make so much more money when the Vols are good. The radio is entertaining when the sky is falling, but people spend more money when they're happy.
100%.
Bingo.
100%.
Did Commanders say a pretty good house?
I saw it on Twitter earlier. I don't think.
Where's it at? West Hills? Is that what he said?
Oh, I don't know. I saw one that said Farragut on Twitter.
He just said West Knox.
Yeah. There was even video of it. One of the news reporters was tweeting it out. I don't think you say a good house fire.
You say like a bonfire. Bonfire. Wow, this is great.
Yeah, you say a bad house fire.
Yeah.
Right? That lets you know.
Oh, yeah, bad. There it is. I see it. It's on the lake.
Ugh.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Where is that? Wait. Turkey Creek, looks like. Could be wrong. Could be. Not me. Could be Prater Flats. Hard to tell. Yeah. That's not good. Anyway. How did today turn into Bash Houston for Believing in People Day?
It didn't.
No, it didn't. No, it has. Mm-mm. It did. No.
You're just perceiving that hatred coming at you, and you're fighting back.
Oh, yeah.
And then as you fight back, people throw it at you.
There aren't people cursing at me.
Wow.
That's not a thing.
Until
what?
You started kind of...
Lying.
Yeah, what?
Lying, as Davey said.
How did I lie? When... Spot the lie. Where did I lie? What did I lie about?
What did he say right before Shawnee lost her bleep? Because that you were out on Pruitt.
I don't. But what? Maybe she can fill me in.
Well, Janeway what said you were the last to be out.
I don't think that's true.
You weren't, and then
there are All for Lifers who still aren't out.
Well,
they're like, we never should have fired Pruitt. Thinking, look at this.
The 37, you know. Like our listeners, our audience.
Oh, now I'm in trouble for playing the victim.
Yep, you are.
Well,
just crying quit about it.
Victimizing me.
You can't win this. It's great. Like, you're just kind of screwed either way, no matter what you do.
Callum has pulled the podcast from post Georgia State. Apparently, I blamed you for the losing because you got to your seat late.
Oh yeah.
And remember that was the day the boat caught on fire.
Yep.
And the band member like collapsed on the We should have known. What were we doing? Oh, we should have known. I thought the boat was like, okay, that's our offering to the football gods. That's a nice boat too. Didn't pan out. I want to know exactly what I said because, you know, we talk a lot. I don't remember every word that comes out of my mouth.
You really blame Nate for getting to his seat late?
I mean, probably, like jokingly. I don't even. Did we tailgate together?
No, we didn't. I was tailgating for the game. I went like.
You're on G10.
Last second, I got invited kind of late or maybe that week of or something. Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was going to go. There were other big games I wanted to watch. Yeah. I had said there was no way we were losing Georgia State and knocked on this table right here. And so.
You didn't knock right. It was your fault.
I told my buddy, I was like, all right, I want to come down and hang out and tailgate and I'll go to the game. But, you know, probably into the third quarter, I'm going to get out of there, maybe even earlier, beat the traffic, get back home. I want to watch these big, games. What time did that one start? Is that a. Noon or
Georgia
one,
State?
Was it weird 1 o'clock start or something on a SEC network?
Yeah, it might have been like a yeah.
I think there was.
It was still sunny outside.
I think it was an ABC like Auburn Oregon game at 3:30 maybe something like that. Anyway,
I was here for a long time.
So I go tailgate. We had a blast, and we realized as we start packing up, oh man, we're not going to make. And it was like, do we care about making kickoff? Nah, who cares? We don't care about making a kickoff. So. Kind of get everything packed up, start walking in the stadium. I hear a roar from the crowd. Don't know what that was about. I'm like, well, that sounds good. You know, you start to then hear the announcers that, like, I think it was just that Tennessee was going to receive, and I think everybody kind of yelled. I don't remember who won the toss.
We were so excited.
I don't know if we won the toss and we're like, give us the ball, or if Georgia State won it and deferred. But anyway... It was just kind of, I think, just the yell of receiving.
I don't
receiving.
Think Pruitt ever accepted to take the ball.
Okay, I think it was just that we were going to receive, and then the return team ran on the field, and that's where I remember the roar from. And I remember hearing the PA say, like, that, you know, Tennessee's on offense or whatever. probably even said your starting quarterback, Jarrett Guarantano.
Tano.
I'm not sure which.
No, he had corrected us.
Yeah, that was. Okay. And then as we come through the stadium, I mean, I guess, you know, we're just trying to get our seat. I guess I kind of lost track of, I wasn't listening for every play that was happening. And by the time we got to our seats, we're staring, I mean, like, great seats. I mean, just perfect. The ball is way down to our left.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia State has it. I'm like, what happened?
What did happen?
We had already thrown that pass, swing pass, and fumbled it to him.
That's right.
Yeah. I was like, what? Ha?
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
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 Hmm. Good times.
Definitely sounds like your fault, Nate.
Yeah, if you'd have been there and the... Yeah, you know, JG probably looked up and saw that empty seat and said, "They don't care about us."
That was the.
And then he said, "I'm throwing it 1,000 miles an hour right at Ty Chandler's knee."
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but Chandler, was it a lateral and he never even caught it?
Or did it was either that or he was like bobbling it and the guy caught it out of the air?
Or was it an interception? Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't remember what they ruled it.
But
I've kind of put that game.
But the interesting part about that, though, Alex, to combat Houston's false narrative,
whoa,
is
whoa,
that
whoa,
I
whoa,
stayed.
Whoa, whoa.
I stayed until the bitter end of that game. Yep. I did not leave and go watch other games. I had to watch. I had. It's like Commander Chuck and the fire. Just had to watch it.
You stayed for that meaningless touchdown?
Dude, I sat there after the touchdown.
You soaked it in.
I did.
Wow.
I just let it clear out. I was like, I'm just going to be last out of the stadium today because this is it.
Houston was last to jump off the ship.
That was not last, but I was late. I mean, it's not like I wasn't critical during the time.
They shot those fireworks with one, and I was just like, this is beyond belief.
No, at that point, I'm about halfway back to the car, and they shot the fireworks, and I'm like, oh, my God. What? We scored a touchdown. Wait, how much time's left? And it was like I opened up the ESPN app, which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, like, 2 seconds. And I was like, okay. And then I got – I think I blacked out in rage at why they shot the damn fireworks. That's exactly what happened.
You were pretty mad about that.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever – it's like playing third down for what when you're down 30 in the fourth quarter. Like, what are you doing? Emotional intelligence. Shawnee also said she was there until the final firework. Did we kick an onside? Had to, right?
Yeah, we kicked it, but there was only 1 second left, and I was thinking, like, you can't advance an onside kick, so whoever recovers this, either team, it's just going to end the game.
Hmm.
I was like, even if our home clock keeper tries to, like, not run the second off.
You would have had to have had a penalty on them.
They'll review it or whatever. Mm. There's a penalty on them. I don't even know if there's...
You get the ball, and there's a penalty. That way there's one untimed down.
And then JG gets a Hail Mary to the end zone.
I kept thinking something crazy like that might happen, but, you know, it didn't.
Yeah.